Isn't it funny, before I said to you, too, I don't know if I'm reading too much into this, that I used a literary expression to discuss a visual phenomenon like this.
Well, we do. I think that we do speak of reading photographs. I don't think, well, again, it's a metaphor, but but I don't think it's, it carries a great deal of baggage with it, I suppose, the notion of reading photographs, but it's true that that photographs repay a certain kind of attention, that you can see more and more in photographs, that they are, you know, on one level they're objects of reverie, and you know, you begin to focus. I mean, there are photographs I've looked at where suddenly I would see something that I thought I hadn't seen before. Obviously I had seen it, in the sense that your eye does take it all in, but I hadn't concentrated on it.
I wanted to just get two more questions about photography, because I know you talked to death about it, and the book is very rich, so all I'm putting this in for is for people to make sure they go to read it, because it's in paperback now, too.
Yeah.
I gathered, anyone I think would gather after reading the book, that you identify photography with, and I just wrote down some words, polymorphous, pluralistic, polyvalent, proliferating, consuming, affluent, wasteful, and restless view of the world. And here are some of the words you use about photography over and over again: package, aggress, appropriate, possess, colonialize, that's an important one, patronize, imprison, consume, and collect. Now, you use other words too, which are...
Yeah, well, also a lot of other words. I mean,
but I just want to identify that aspect of it.
Yeah, well, sure,
that
but also fascinate, haunt, entrance. Inspire. Delight.
That side, too.
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, you know, you have come to see me in many different, at least four different spaces that I've lived in, and you know there are always photographs around.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't put them up.
Well, what I was referring to, though, is something that's a very radical notion in this book, it seems to me, which is very obvious, but people don't comment on it that much, and that is that, let me do it by, you use China and the West, Western view of space. You talk about the Chinese view of the moral order of space versus the discontinuous and dismembered view of space that photography evolved with. In your stories, well, let's take, for instance, two quotes here.
Can I just go back to
thing? Yeah.
The word aggression, which is something that a lot of people have picked on. I don't think that, to me, to say that something is aggressive is in and of itself not a bad thing. I think perhaps I thought that was understood, and now I realize that that's a word which quite hypocritically people have made very pejorative. I mean, I say hypocritically because this society is involved in, as you know, colossal aggressions against nature, against, you know, all sorts of orders of being. But I just want to, if you should mention aggression, if that should be I want to say, if you mention it, I would like then for you also to include, you know, a statement, or, you know, that I should be able to say at that point that I don't think in and of itself to be aggressive is a bad thing. I mean, to live is an aggression. You know,
I think the root of the word means to approach, doesn't it? Something.
Living is to live, to move around in the world, is you're involved in aggressions on all levels. I mean, you're occupying a certain space that other people can't occupy. You are stepping on flora, fauna, and little creatures as you walk along. I mean, there is a normal aggression. This is part of the rhythm of living. What is, I think there are particular heightenings of a certain kind of characteristically modern form of aggressiveness that are represented in the use of the cameras. And, you know, when you go up to somebody and say, stand still, and you take that person's picture. There are kinds of appropriation which people find, you know, very normal and desirable because they have cameras that they couldn't have had before. You know, they see something and they want to take it home, and they take it home in the form of a picture. They collect the world. You get a chance to... It is a form of collecting. But I don't want to be understood as suggesting that it's photography which introduced appropriation, collecting, aggressiveness, or, you know, that without it there would be none of these things in the world or whatever. I mean, of course I don't say that, but I have a feeling sometimes that I'm understood to be saying that.
But don't you think that you do identify photography with this certain kind of consumer society? I used
absolutely
a whole lot of words.